What's up, awesome humans? Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom and real talk motivation all wrapped up in one gloriously chaotic package. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty, juggling a million things, saying yes to everything even when your soul is screaming no? Yeah, me too. That's why today we're tackling something super important. Building healthy boundaries to protect your mental well-being. Think of boundaries like those invisible fences around your personal space and energy they tell others and yourself. What you're comfortable with, what respects your time and values. Now, I know setting boundaries can feel a little scary. Like, are we turning into hermits? Are we going to become the no-fun-allowed party pooper? Nope. Boundaries aren't about shutting people out, they are about creating space for healthy relationships, authentic connections, and, most importantly, your own mental sanity. Here's the deal. Strong boundaries are like a superpower. They give you clarity, confidence, and control over your life. They help you say yes to what truly matters and no to the rest without feeling guilty or resentful. Think of it this way. If you constantly pour from an empty cup, eventually you're going to break. Boundaries are like refills that keep you energized and ready to show up as your best self. So, how do we build these bad boys? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that'll have you feeling empowered and ready to set some serious limits. 1. Know your worth. Seriously, understand the value you bring to this world. You deserve respect, consideration, and time for your own growth. When you recognize your worth, it's easier to say no to things that drain you or don't align with your values. 2. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Begin with small, manageable boundaries. Maybe it's saying no to an extra meeting this week, taking a longer lunch break to recharge, or turning off notifications during dedicated me time. 3. Communicate clearly and assertively. Don't be afraid to speak your truth. Express your needs and expectations directly but respectfully. You don't have to apologize for wanting to protect your well-being. A simple "I appreciate the offer, but I need to prioritize my own schedule right now" can work wonders. 4. Be kind but firm. Remember, boundaries aren't about being selfish or controlling, they're about self-care and respect. You can be kind and compassionate while still setting limits. It's okay if not everyone understands or agrees, that's their journey. 5. It's okay to evolve. Your needs and priorities change over time, so your boundaries should too. Regularly check in with yourself and adjust as needed. There's no one-size-fits-all approach here. Ever had a friend who constantly calls or texts late at night, disrupting your sleep? You know the feeling, you want to be supportive, but their lack of consideration is wearing you down. You could try gently explaining that late-night calls aren't ideal for your sleep schedule and suggesting alternative times to connect. If they respect your boundary, awesome. If not, maybe it's time to limit those nighttime interactions or even have a more direct conversation about needing space during certain hours. Setting boundaries doesn't mean being rude, it means protecting your well-being while still valuing the relationship. Remember, folks, building healthy boundaries isn't about walls and barricades, it's about creating a safe and sustainable space for yourself to thrive. It's about honoring your needs, respecting your time, and setting the stage for healthier relationships and a more fulfilling life. So, take a deep breath, own your worth, and start saying yes to what truly matters. You've got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts on boundaries. What are some challenges you face? What tips have worked for you? Let's keep the conversation going over on social media. Until next time, keep it real, keep it stoic, and always prioritize your well-being.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.